And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 14th of October, 2009. It's the birthday of the poet and essayist Katha Pollitt, born New York City, 1949. Her parents were political activists. They encouraged her as a small child to write angry letters to the newspapers. And in college, when she helped to take over Harvard's ROTC building to protest the war in Vietnam, her parents sent her flowers. She's been a columnist for The Nation magazine since 1994, lived in New York City for more than 50 years, and only recently learned how to drive, wrote an essay about it in her recent book, Learning to Drive, and Other Life Stories. It's the birthday of the short story writer Catherine Mansfield, born Catherine Mansfield Beauchamp in Wellington, New Zealand, 1888, a rebellious young woman who had affairs with men and women, lived with indigenous people, published scandalous stories, and in a letter to her publisher, she wrote, "I have a rapacious appetite for everything and principles as light as my purse." Wrote a series of short stories about her childhood, including the story The Garden Party, which made her famous. Died young of tuberculosis, 34 years old. And it's the birthday of Edward Estlin Cummings, E.E. Cummings, born in Cambridge, Massachusetts, 1894. He majored in classics at Harvard, and in 1917 he went off with his college friend John Dispassus to serve in an ambulance corps in France. It was World War I. As a lark, he wrote letters back home espousing anti-war views, which were intercepted by the censors, and Cummings was imprisoned at a military detention camp on suspicion of espionage for more than 3 months. He got a book out of it, his novel The Enormous Room, which caused a big stir when it came out in 1922. The 1920s was a productive decade for Cummings. He wrote The Enormous Room and came out with his first poetry collections. He was also a painter. He painted in the afternoons and wrote in the evenings, kept up that schedule for the rest of his life, and wrote some of the most famous poems of the 20th century, My Father Moved Through Dooms of Love, and Anyone Lived in a Pretty Howe Town, and Since Feeling Is First, Who Pays Any Attention to the Syntax of Things Will Never Wholly Kiss You, Wholly to Be a Fool While Spring Is in the World, My Blood Approves. Here's a poem for today by E.E. Cummings on his birthday. I like my body. I like my body when it is with your body. It is so quite a new thing, muscles better and nerves more. I like your body. I like what it does. I like its hows. I like to feel the spine of your body and its bones and the trembling, firm smoothness, and which I will again and again and again kiss. I like kissing this and that of you. I like slowly stroking the shocking fuzz of your electric fur. And what is it comes over parting flesh and eyes, big love crumbs, and possibly I like the thrill of under me, you quite so new. I Like My Body When It Is With Your Body, a poem by E.E. Cummings from his Complete Poems 1904 to 1962, published by Liveright and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour. A virtual tour of the history of modern poetry featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bame. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.